Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan. Jess isn't with me because I'm on a different time zone and we've been trying to coordinate. I'm traveling to visit my stepson. So we weren't able to do a whole new episode and have me edit it, but I've got a classic interview for you. This is with Olivia Wilde and it originally aired September 2018. Wow, what a throwback. We actually called this episode, I'm from another planet, because that's what Olivia said in the interview. And she certainly knows how to make news, as we've seen lately. In case you're not aware, Olivia is an actress and director. Her most recent film, you must have heard of, caused a lot of drama. It's called Don't Worry, Darling, and stars the actress alongside Harry Styles, Florence Pugh, and Chris Pine. So she's still a brand activist for the line True Botanicals. And that was why she wanted to come on the podcast back in 2018. I have to say, I also like that we're running this now because when we did this interview, it was the earlier days of the quote unquote clean beauty movement. And frankly, as I was listening, I realized we used to give a lot more leeway to guests who wanted to talk about why they avoided particular ingredients. And if they didn't have like a scientific reason for avoiding the ingredient, that was fine. It's still fine. It's your choice what you choose to put on your skin or not. But just keep that in mind as you listen, because this was 4 years ago. Certainly my thoughts on the whole clean movement have changed, and I'm not sure if Olivia's have, but it's important to know this was a snapshot in time. This is not a fresh interview. It's a classic. Still, she was a lot of fun, super smart, and I wanted to revisit it since she's been in the news so much lately. So hope you enjoy this throwback interview with Olivia Wilde.
Okay, so we're here with a great interview. Heads up, it's Fashion Week here in New York. Busy, busy, which means Jess is busy doing Fashion Week business. And she left me and Olivia Wilde all alone. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't even do your whole introduction, but Olivia is an actress, a producer, a director, an activist. That's actually your official title, isn't it? Like brand activist for True Botanicals.
That's right. Yeah, chief brand activist.
And are you even here for Fashion Week? I heard that you were here for the UN.
I was here for the UN.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And you.
And Fat Mascara.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They always go together. I was helping introduce this cool collaboration between Mattel, who does Thomas the Tank Engine, Thomas and Friends.
Of course.
And the UN, because they're doing a cool thing. We're introducing kids to the Sustainable Development Goals through Thomas the Tank Engine shows, and they're introducing new female characters to make the trains, you know, reflect gender equality, and they talk about the climate change and global poverty. It's
Wait,
cool.
Doesn't Thomas use coal, though?
Thomas has come a long way since our day.
He has solar energy now?
Thomas is solar. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Excuse me, I don't have kids like you, so I didn't know.
I got a whole bunch of kids. I can tell you all about this stuff.
Everybody listening is like, I thought this was a beauty podcast.
Yeah, they're like, what? Get away from me, Thomas.
Well, that's cool that you're here. So you were over at the UN.
Yeah,
that's
which
awesome.
Is an awesome place to be. They were having a special day. It was like field day at the UN. They were playing basketball. I was like, huh, this is fun. I'm going to come hang out here.
Okay, well, we'll talk about lipstick and face oils and things. So it being a beauty podcast, before we get into what you do with True Botanicals, let's talk about your history with beauty.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where every woman learns about beauty at home when she's younger. What was your first introduction to like makeup and hairstyling? Did you have an icon?
Well, my mom was always kind of my beauty icon. I think for a lot of young girls, when you look at your mom, you see her kind of morning routine, or she's going out to dinner and you pay close attention. Like now I notice my daughter Daisy just watches me put on mascara and then she sits and pretends to put it on and she's not even two.
Yeah.
Like there's something intrinsic in that mother-daughter relationship that I think makes you kind of idolize that ritual.
Yeah.
So that's what I remember. I remember watching my mom put on makeup and she never wore a lot of it. She's really like an eyeliner gal and still is. And that was the first thing I remember then, like really discovering like Audrey Hepburn, probably same time everyone else did, Brigitte Bardot. And I was like, that's what I want. I want the Bardot look. And then I went through all the French girls. I wanted Jane Birkin. I wanted Françoise Hardy. Like that was the style I was going for. And tragically never quite got there, even when I attempted bangs and it was...
I was just about to ask, did you do the bangs?
I did the bangs.
We've all been there.
Such a bad idea.
What was like the first product you ever bought?
Probably like Manic Panic hair dye.
Which color do you remember?
I went through the entire spectrum.
I was Rubine.
Oh my gosh.
Which was like a burgundy.
I think I tried Rubine. I at one point tried to create a sunset on my hair and it just turned into like shit brown.
This was pre-ombre days, I guess.
Yeah, I was really trying for the ombre ahead of my time.
It does get muddy, especially if you go swimming and things like that.
It was just bad. In my little tiny bathroom, a little tiny sink with my head trying to achieve beauty greatness, failing.
It's all right. We all try. So you've worked with a lot of beauty brands over the years in different capacities, right?
Yeah.
So what is different about your role with True Botanicals than like, say, being the face of Revlon or Avon Perfumes or things like that?
Yeah. True Botanicals is unique because I'm not the face of their company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm their chief brand activist, which means I help communicate the kind of larger goals of the company, which is to have a truly non-toxic brand. And that's harder to achieve than a lot of people know. It's not just about being organic. It's not just about being quote unquote natural. It's about actually being non-toxic. And they really stay true to that. They're very strict with themselves. So my job is to help spread that message, to encourage people to try to incorporate that into their routine and to kind of elevate that conversation. The idea of natural beauty is something that is still sort of hard for people to grasp sometimes. Like I always liken it to the organic food movement.
Right.
When I was a little kid, my parents shopped at like Safeway. And then at one point I remember everyone discovering organic milk. And then it was like this new thing. We were going to drink organic milk. And I was like, what is this? And then everything became organic. And it went from being this difficult adjustment in a lot of people's lives to then being the standard with which we eat and buy products.
Some people.
Some people.
Yeah.
It It has affected the global market, though, in a really massive way. Mm-hmm. It's become kind of the gold standard. The idea of something being organic in the food market is something that's now expected to a certain market, at least.
Right.
And at a higher price point so that it can achieve that. But for skincare and for beauty, it's a harder shift. And I think...
Right. Well, we're not eating it. So
we're not eating it, even though our skin is our largest organ and you absorb so much of what you put on your skin.
Right.
But it's take, you know, I think it's about baby steps. I always encourage people to like replace one thing in their beauty routine with a non-toxic product and go slowly.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the beauty industry as a whole before I ask you. I'm going to ask you what non-toxic means, because every brand has a different, you know, agenda with that. But do you think that in general there's anything the beauty industry at large, natural and non-natural, is doing right now? Or anything they're doing wrong? Like, what's the positives first?
The positive side of the beauty industry, I think, is inclusivity. You see a lot more diversity in marketing. You see a lot more kind of an attempt to create products that aren't as damaging. I think there's baby steps towards non-toxicity. They don't quite reach that goal. But you see people trying. And by people, I mean large corporations. And you see the growth of smaller startups. Like True Botanicals is a startup that's a small group of people. Two women from Mill Valley started this company out of a personal desire for an alternative. But now you're starting to see, because of the internet, more companies growing like that, I think.
And a democratization.
Of direct to consumer. And now it's changed the way we shop and the way products are marketed. So there's some positive, I think, things happening in general, but there's more to be done.
So how did you find... But before you found True Botanicals, how did you find out that, like, okay, I want to take some of these ingredients out of my products? Like, what led you to, like, go on this journey of discovery?
I really, getting pregnant was a big game changer for me, because suddenly you're being told, like, oh, now that you're pregnant, don't go near all these things
Who
you
tells
use regularly.
You that?
Like, your doctor tells you right away, like, stay away from, look at what's in your shampoo, look at what's in your face wash.
I've heard about hair dye. Hair dye, for sure, I've heard from doctors.
Hair dye, yeah, that's right. Hair dye, I think, the first thing that your doctor flags for you, like, be careful about that. Bleach, not so good for the babe. But I started hearing it from my peers in a big way. People saying, well, just be careful about all these things. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are we so careful when we're pregnant, but we don't give a shit about ourselves when we're not, like, carrying a parasite? Like, why is it just just for them? And we can just waste away and die and it doesn't matter. So that was when I started thinking about it a little more carefully.
What was the first thing to go that you were like, ah, I turned over the ingredient label and I was like, we're not doing henna anymore? Or whatever it was.
Henna's probably fine. Right?
No, henna actually has some heavy metals in it.
Oh, is it terrible? Okay.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of regulation.
Good to know. I think a lot of stuff with fragrance. Like, I started getting really tuned into, like, well, if it's something has a heavy fragrance, it's like, look into what it has.
There's a lot of chemicals in fragrances and you're not always sure what they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just started doing a little bit of research on my own and just asking people, like, what's out there that's effective? Because that's the big kind of question, isn't it? Like, you can go for the natural alternative, but often it's less effective. Like, my mom, who's always been kind of ahead of the game on, like, organic natural movements, has always had, like, that, like, rosemary shampoo and conditioner in her shower that doesn't do shit for your hair. Like, it basically just, like, makes your hair more dry and awful. And I thought that's what I equated with, like, natural hair products, skin products. It's like, it's not going to work.
Funny. I think natural hair is still the hardest of all.
Still the hardest. I will say the True Botanicals hair stuff gets through my processed, disgusting, dry troll hair.
It works for
you. It works. Like, I've never met a conditioner, a natural conditioner, that could take on my hair, and it does. So
that's
something
good
to be said for it. But I think a lot of people are like, I just want the results, and I'd like to try some non-toxic alternatives, but I just need the results. And I think it's very rare to have a company that actually can show clinical results like True Botanicals can.
For a lot of their, like, anti-aging creams and things like that.
Yeah. Like, I think what first turned me on to them when I met with them was that they had done those blind trials and that True Botanicals had beat La Mer for anti-aging.
I was like,
well, that's kind of major.
It's funny. A lot of the stuff inside the jar is all the same when you take the label off as far as standard products go.
Yeah. But I never had the kind of immediate encyclopedic knowledge of, like, let me read this label and I'll know immediately what's wrong. I was always, like, Googling, like,
Olivia Wilde, you're not a cosmetic chemist?
I'm not. I really wish I was. Really wish I was.
But you came from, like, your family's all journalists, right?
Yeah.
And you yourself have written for magazines and things.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself updating the way you feel about products and what as you learn more and, or as you read new things? Is this like a constant journey for you?
Yeah, I think curiosity is important and to be kind of vigilant about it, to never just kind of sit back and say like, well, okay, I just accept this information, like constantly questioning, is this actually the best thing for me? And yeah, being a mother actually intensifies that for me because, for instance, like I realized how much tactile connection I have with my kids. Like there's so much just like face rubbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this doing? What is this makeup doing to
or laundry
them?
Detergent.
Or laundry detergent or whatever. So yeah. they're a big reason that I became more thoughtful about it.
Or they're sucking on your finger and you have like nail polish on there. And you're
exactly.
Like, hmm.
Exactly.
So speaking of your writing, I remember you wrote this thing for Glamour when you turned 30.
Yes.
I loved that article.
I had a lot of fun with that article.
It was very funny. But I'm going to pull something out from it and ask you about it. You said something to the effect of, I'm not sure if this is exactly right, but you were saddened by women who look like creepy aliens because of their Barbie noses and lips. I think you were just talking about like insane cosmetic enhancements.
Really insane cosmetic.
And you were 30 at the time when like most of us at 30 don't even have that on our radar yet.
No, but
do you still feel that way?
I do still feel that way, and I hate to sound horribly judgmental, but I think it's the degree to which you see it being abused, and it by it I mean like just surgery in general, cosmetic sort of obsession. I think I was shocked to see, even by my late 20s, how many people were getting like full reconstructive surgery and how many people were just...
You just waved your hand at your whole body.
Yeah, because people are, to a certain extent, I understand the desire to be your best self. And I, too, want that. But when I saw young women feeling so terrible, it was more of like a self-hatred that I was reacting negatively to, not so much like the specific stylistic choices of someone's, look, but like the real self-hatred that has only been made worse by social media and this obsession with comparing ourselves constantly and all the airbrushing and such. But I think I was really afraid when I got to 30 and realized this was something that was common. That, you go to the dermatologist and they're like, while you're here, we could take down that nose and fix that chin. And
especially in your line of business.
Yeah.
I feel like, have you ever been like to a casting or something? Someone's like, you're great, but we just got to fix your right nostril.
I haven't. They've probably done it like silently or behind closed doors when I walk away. I was a casting assistant for a while, and those conversations would happen.
Like the door closes and they're like, she's great. We're never going to cast that nose.
Yeah, or more like, but like, she's just like not voluptuous enough. And like, I remember a director saying, was one of her legs shorter than the other one? And I was like, that woman went to Yale drama and she was sitting down. What are you talking about?
She was acting. They're the same length and you thought one was shorter. So she's good.
Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
You're a director now, too. You've been working on this movie, and you're doing casting.
Yes.
Do you find it hard to sit there? It's not objectification, but in a way it is. You have to fill a need based on someone's looks, the way they talk, everything like that. Do you have empathy now that you're on the other side of the table?
Major empathy. And I think that's probably one of the greatest gifts about being an actor director and why a lot of people enjoy doing it is because you can really empathize with your cast and you can say, for instance, okay, I know it's the middle of the night and I'm asking you to jump in this pool and it's cold and you're tired and I've been there. I have been there. And I can tell you why I'm going to do it, why it's worth it, how long you'll have to do it for. I won't make you suffer. Like that I always yearned for in directors. And when I worked for actor directors like Ron Howard or Jon Favreau, I was always really appreciative that they really did understand the process. But in casting specifically, I was so appreciative of everyone who came in and poured their heart out for me. And I just realized, like, man, acting is this incredibly vulnerable profession that you just go around feeling things and offering yourself to people. Like, I can feel all my feelings for you.
That sounds horrible to me.
It was intense also because everybody was really young. So I had a lot of really new actors who were just learning to do that for the first time. So they put a tremendous amount of trust in me and I was really cognizant of that the whole time. And then they became like all my little baby children.
Wait, the movie you directed is about two high school girls?
Yes.
Yeah, so the protagonists are at that age that your daughter's going to be at some age.
Exactly.
Someday.
Yeah.
How are you like, both your daughter and your son, how are you going to do the whole social media thing and try and get them to not feel that way?
I have no idea. Did you see 8th grade?
The movie?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see
it. It's so good, and it deals with...
I lived eighth grade.
Yeah, I know. I barely survived eighth grade. It deals with that, and I only left more terrified of what I'm going to do with my own kids. I can't imagine being young now. The FOMO, the comparison, the obsession, it would have ruined me. I don't think I would have handled it well at all. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess try to encourage them not to lose their lives to it, but...
I always find when I see a little girl and I'm like, oh, you look so pretty. I'm like, oh, I mean, you're so smart. Like you try, but it's just so ingrained in us to talk that way.
It really is. I do it all the time to my daughter and I don't even notice it. And I realize I'm only reinforcing all those negative things.
Okay. You brought up eighth grade. So I'm going to go there. Like, what were you insecure about in eighth grade?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I mean, you make your living on the other side of the camera looking like Olivia Wilde.
So. I was always a little uncomfortable in my skin. I was always like, I always felt, you know, chubby. I tweezed off all my eyebrows at once. I think I shaved them off, then I tweezed them off. Like I was always into like,
was it
transformation?
Did you get close to the mirror? And then when you backed up, you're like, what?
Oh no. I really thought I could look like Kate Moss if I did it right. I really was convinced.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you do to your eyebrows these days then?
Now they're microbladed on.
You did microblading?
Yeah. Cause I was like, I don't have time for this shit.
Who did you go to in LA?
Yeah. Audrey Glass. She's fantastic.
They look very good.
Thank you.
Nice arch.
Thank you. They're not too... you know, solid. You can't have that block solid brow. That's not good.
Right. It has to be feathery looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you plucked off all your eyebrows.
And I was just like general. I think it was really kind of universal. I wish that I had known how universal all those feelings were at the time because I kind of thought it was just me. Like I remember there was this girl in my elementary school named Rachel who always looked so manicured. Like her nails were always perfect. Her hair was perfect. And I just was like, I'm from another planet. I'm from planet like messy slob and you are this perfect being. And I found my way out of it through like just removing myself from kind of like teen girl culture. And I was really into like 70s culture, specifically like soul music. I really threw myself into like vintage clothes and listening to a lot of soul music and hip hop. And I found happiness in that kind of culture. Cause I was like, I can't compare to the teen girl. I don't know, like at that time, 90210 kind of like.
So they're all comparing lip gloss shades and you're like, you guys, this mixtape is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And it led me to a much happier life. And so then through high school, I wasn't really trying to be the pretty girl. I could not compete. And I was like, I don't want to be competing. That's insane. There was this really beautiful girl in high school. I remember walking.
You went to like a fancy boarding school too, where probably everybody looked like that girl,
everybody,
Rachel.
Well, I know. They were all so clean. But I walked behind this girl, Lindsay, on the path sometimes. And I remember, I'll never forget just like her swinging perfect blonde ponytail. And I was like, how's her hair look like that? It's like a Barbie hair do. And I found out she slept in rollers. And that was like, that concept was so far beyond me. And I was like, what do you mean?
She's like a geisha with like a neck block behind her to like stay in position.
And she wore like little booty shorts and had these long tan Barbie legs. And I was just like, that I don't come from that same planet. And I don't know how to make sense of it. And I just veered away. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I think that saved me in theater, blah, blah, blah. Interests took me away from obsessing. But that's why, like, social media would have done me in. Because I would have been there on Lindsay's Instagram being like, how?
I kind of want to go on Lindsay's Instagram.
Where is she now?
This leads me a little bit to, you talked about your mom briefly, and now she's running for office, right?
Yes.
In Virginia?
Virginia, 5th District.
So being a female politician, to me, seems like you have so much more work to do than a male politician. Have you talked to your mom at all about this? Like, do you think that she's being put to a different standard than male politicians?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting year in politics in general.
Isn't it, though?
But specifically for women running for Congress now, because obviously, you know, there's more women running than ever before.
She's running for U.S. Congress or state Congress?
She's running for U.S. Congress. She wants to be the representative from Virginia's 5th District.
Gotcha.
So right now it's a red district. She wants to flip it blue. Swing Left has identified it as one of our crucial swing districts to flip Congress. I say our, just assuming everybody's like-minded. I don't mean to do that, but seriously, come on. And I think that she's being held to a different standard because she's a woman based on how few women are still in Congress. I think we're only at 15% of Congress. I think that's similar to what the legislature in Afghanistan is.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that in 1992, there were only two women in Congress?
Here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
Like,
Isn't that insane? And one of them was because her husband had died and she had taken over his seat.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I don't remember.
And then, but like, it just blows my mind how recent women moving into Congress is. And so I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens when all these incredible women who are running now, if elected, how that'll instantly transform things.
Yeah, because women sort of have to defeminize themselves in a way. Like, you know, wear the suits, a boxy suit. God forbid we shouldn't be wearing, like, a low pump.
Right.
Like, women wear sneakers now. Like, that's what we wear with dresses. It looks cool. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like... And if our hair is a little bit, like, we have messy hair right now, it's cool and messy.
Well, I mean, this was the Hillary Clinton insanity, that she was held to such an insane standard, and nothing she could do was right.
Did your mom have to get, like, an image consultant to do all this?
She would not have. Even if someone had tried to force that on her, it wouldn't have worked. But what's amazing is, like, my mom was an investigative journalist her whole life. She was a war correspondent. She's been in the most dangerous places on Earth. And she approaches her work now with the same amount of courage and dedication. I'm just so in awe of what it takes to run for office. It's a constant pounding the pavement, communicating, and unfortunately so much fundraising. That's the part that bums me out, that you know, our system is still so hell-bent on being focused entirely on money that it leaves people very little time to focus on other things.
And here I am asking about her lipstick shade. Sorry, Mom. okay, I mean, we are a beauty podcast, but so I do want to talk specific products a little bit too.
Yeah.
To get back to True Botanicals real quick, if you could have like two or three products from them, what would you take?
The oil. The face oil is the best thing that they – I mean, that's the thing that really brought me in. I didn't know a lot about face oils. I had tried things that – felt like they made makeup slide right off my skin, or they felt too oily for my skin. And I didn't understand how an oil could help me fight acne. That didn't make any sense to me until True Botanicals. So I would say their oil, specifically the clear line, which is what I used, it fights.
What's the acne fighter in it?
It's a combination of different ingredients.
But it has an antibacterial
quality. It does have an antibacterial quality. I'm trying to remember what – there's a really fun, cool ingredient that is the most – interesting and effective one. I'll find it for
you. As we've already noted, you are not a cosmetic chemist. It's
I am fine. Not. I'm the worst chemist.
But you like their face oil. Okay, what else?
The antioxidant powder that you mix with the serum is really excellent. God, the nutrient mist.
You're a face mist person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you a dog person or cat person?
Dog.
See, my theory holds. There's an ongoing theory. If you like face mist, you're a dog person. But
that's
if you don't, you're a cat person.
Interesting.
What are we up to now? Like, I'm looking at my producer, Charlotte. Like, 10 out of 10, right?
A lot, yeah.
I should do a white paper. I'm publishing.
You gotta take this to the people. I'm also really fond of their hair stuff. I will say, like I said before, the shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
And the body stuff. But the new product that's got me really excited right now is the aromatherapy.
We're allowed to talk about it?
I think so.
When does it come out?
Comes out in October, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's when we talked about it before.
Yeah, you're doing aromatherapy oils, right?
The roll-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
The stress relief.
Do you need that?
Yeah. it's for me, I think, just an opportunity to take a deep breath, you know, a handful of times a day, but it is also really effective. I mean, there's, you know, the science behind it, lowering your cortisol levels and all of that is proven, but for me, it's just a moment to really take a centering beat. You know what I mean?
Are there, like, what's your favorite, if besides a blended oil, like, what's a scent that just makes you feel at home and comforted?
I love sandalwood.
Huh. Did you have it in your childhood or anything?
I don't know. It must have been somewhere.
But it makes, like, you feel...
Sandalwood makes me feel really good. I notice that that's a green... Whenever I like something, there's sandalwood in it. Yeah.
So... True Botanicals doesn't do makeup. And in fact, that's been the problem with a lot of natural brands. They don't do – you've been very experimental with your makeup looks over the years. I don't know if that's your doing or your makeup artists.
It's my doing. I've never had like a look that I just stick to.
I love that though, because then it's like – when I worked at magazines where we had to have celebrity pictures, I'm like, let's see what Olivia Wilde does. She always does like a fun eyeliner color just to change it up.
I like to have fun with it because why not? I also get to work with all these amazing artists, these makeup artists, and it's like, why rein them in?
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite makeup products these days?
I'm really a fan of the Kyra Weiss. Are you supposed to say Kyra Weiss?
I've met her and I could still not tell you. I could barely, yeah.
But I like a lot of, I like their.
They're heavy compacts though.
I know. That's the one thing. It's like a real weapon in your bag. You can use it to throw at someone if
that's
you need.
That's a good beauty hack. Thank you.
A beauty hack. Throw your compact in if you need. Their blush I really like. And then, gosh, I mean.
What about mascara? It's Fat Mascara.
You got it. I have, okay, I'm going to come right out and admit I have eyelash extensions, so I don't use mascara regularly because I'm one of those lazy people with eyelash
extensions. Oh, I saw this on your Vogue video, actually.
Yeah.
You're a cheater.
How often
do you have to get them?
You're supposed to get them every 3 weeks. I probably get them every month
three
and a half.
3 weeks? That's a lot of time to go lay there for 2 hours.
I know. That's why I don't ever do it regularly enough. But the smart ladies do it every 3 weeks.
Do your makeup artists ever get annoyed at you that like they're all wonky when they're growing out? Or they deal with it?
They deal with it. I think, you know, I've really embraced them this past year that I've been directing and then editing. Like, I just haven't had a lot of time for self-care. And it is for the busy people. It's a real good lazy hack. I don't know. That and the microblading, I was like, yeah, why not? I'll just do that.
Your eyes are defined and you're like,
then
okay.
You're done. Just put on some concealer.
Okay, let's talk about fragrance because if Jess were here, she's a fragrance fanatic as well. But do you wear a perfume or are you into like oils?
I'm into oils. Deal? Like I just find I'm really sensitive to smells and I prefer
like an
essential oil.
I like an essential oil.
And I think that's why I've really been liking the aromatherapy roll-ons because I actually wear them as a scent now. Like I wear that stress relief as my constant scent.
And then just go around giving hugs
to
people.
Yes, relieving everyone's stress as I go through the world.
This is what all film directors should do, I think.
It is really funny though because when I gave birth to both my kids, the nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital were like, ah, this is the good smelling room. Because like I'm into oils. I love oils. I just like rubbing oils on everyone. And even my editing bay right now just like smells really nice. And it smells really woodsy. I don't know. I'm into like woodsy oils.
Do you do candles?
I kind of prefer...
Here I am burning a candle. Sorry.
I hate them.
It's a natural one, I think.
I think the diffusers, like I'm into
those. Oh, like an oil diffuser.
I just think there's something about it that feels like it just, I don't know. I like the kind of vibe it gives my space.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we talked about a lot. What should I have asked you that I didn't ask you? What do you wish people asked you? You get interviewed all the time.
I mean, I think specifically to like beauty and the idea of like not having to be a chemist to approach products that are non-toxic and what non-toxic really means. My MO is always like, do your best to do a tiny bit more research into alternatives that might end up being as effective as whatever you're already using. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have benefited from just like cleaning out my makeup routine of everything that just was super harsh and unnecessarily so, and just simplifying it. I do think there's something that we lose when we lose the kind of ritual of taking care of ourselves in a positive way. I mean, not to sound super hokey, but I think of it as like the moment where I get to have like a personal kind of like spa moment where I'm like in my woodsy true botanical spa and I put on my oils, as opposed to like your beauty routine centering only around problems and a critical eye. I think I've always approached makeup in that way. Like it's a fun thing. It's not about covering up who you are. And I think for skincare, I just have enjoyed getting rid of everything that's like this crazy acid that's going to burn off a layer of my skin so I look better, and rather just simplifying it down to things like this is nourishment, this smells good, this makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. So I'm always telling people like just replace a few things in your routine and see if it ends up making you emotionally feel better too.
Yeah. Is True Botanicals going to come out with eyelash extension glue for us?
I can't imagine how terrible eyelash extensions must be in terms of toxicity. I'm horrified.
But like you said, you do what you can, right?
You do what you can. Yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm always learning. And that's the thing. I've had a lot of fun working with the True Botanicals ladies because they're so well-informed. And I love it. They you know, when they launched aromatherapy, Hillary Peterson, the co-founder, went and got her degree in aromatherapy.
Yeah, she was like sending me German studies and stuff about like breathing patterns and things so
you know they mean it and I just enjoy learning from them as we go along and I just encourage people to remain curious and take care of themselves.
That's a good thing. We learned a lot from you too. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you
this
for having
fun.
Me it was really fun.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better.
Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.